It's possible.
All right, welcome to the Secret 7 Second Delay Show. I'm here in the car with Andy Breckman.
Hey, buddy.
And Erwin and Lisa are driving. Andy and I are in the back seat.
Hello, Secret 7 Second Delay fans. Are you buckled in, Ken?
I am not buckled in.
Oh, good, perfect. I am. This is perfect. This is exactly the situation I would hope for.
Seatbelts are for pussies.
Exactly. And, hey, listen, as you go through the front windshield, wave to me. Give me a little thumbs up.
Okay, I will.
Hey, we can even do a little joke. I'll say, hey, Ken, how's it going as you go flying out the window? And then you say, so far, so good. It'll be our little joke when we have our accident. I'm wearing the seatbelt, so I won't be joining you.
Can we practice this first?
No, you don't practice it. We've got to get it done once. We've got to get it done the first time. Hey, we should explain that we are leaving your lake house. We're driving to a multiplex about 10 minutes away. And I am in heaven because we're seeing a movie. We're going to see a movie together that you have been dreading. You've been recoiling from the trailers, haven't you?
Yes, and I haven't been dreading this because the idea of seeing it was never a possibility. I would never, ever see this movie.
Well, you probably didn't read the poster carefully. Meryl Streep is in it. She plays a rock star. You probably didn't understand that.
No, I understood that.
It's not just Meryl Streep. It's Rick Springfield and Meryl Streep.
Oh God, is Rick Springfield in this also?
I believe she plays the. I believe he plays an ex-husband or a current boyfriend, but he's in there, baby. You don't worry about that. You'll see plenty of Rick Springfield.
How old is Rick Springfield now?
I don't know. Old enough to really, really bother you. So that's,
is he like 68 trying to play 50 or something?
What is your problem with this movie? Put it in words. It's Meryl Streep. She's never looked better. She sounds fantastic. You'll learn a lot. You're interested in the rock community and music, aren't you?
This is the most un-rock and roll movie that has ever come out.
Are you afraid to learn something? Maybe you'll learn something. Just keep an open mind. Have you heard any of the songs from the movie?
No, I haven't.
Did you know this? Meryl sings a couple of them herself.
Of course she does, because she's Meryl Streep, so she has to sing her own songs as she's playing this aging rock star based on Bonnie Raitt, I guess.
I don't know. I believe it's a vehicle mainly to get her daughter in front of a camera. But why don't we listen, before you prejudge anything, why don't we listen to a little bit of the soundtrack of Ricky and the Flash. Ken and I are on our way to the movies. First of all, we should thank everyone for being a loyal listener, right?
Yeah, everybody who mailed in their 7 Second Delay Listener Loyalty Club cards with all 10 secret words.
They paid the price.
Out.
They paid a very, very heavy price for this, Ken. And we should deliver for them. And as a special bonus, you're going to hear us curse later, right? Because this will never air, right, Ken?
Right, this will never air.
What word are you going to say? Which curse word?
I haven't decided yet. Which one are you going to say?
I can't decide between fuck and cunt. I can't decide. What are you going to say?
Well, those two are off
now.
Well,
how about this? If I say cunt, you can have fuck. But if I go with fuck, then you can say cunt. I think we should split it up, though. We shouldn't say the same one.
Okay, I'll go with fuck.
Okay. I knew you would. You fucking pussy. I knew you would.
Because cunt is just a horrible word.
Yeah.
There's many curse words, but cunt is a really bad one.
Cut to Ken 10 minutes after the start of our Meryl Streep movie. What a cunt. This cunt can't sing. That's what you're going to be saying.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We're doing a show where we are allowed to curse,
yeah.
And Andy goes right to calling Meryl Streep a cunt who can't.
I was doing an impression of you in 10 minutes after we see a little bit of the movie. Listen, why don't we hit pause and cue up some of the movie soundtrack? I want to be familiar with the movie, with the music when I hear it. What's the big hit off the movie?
Good question. She does...
Is there a breakout hit? I mean, does she cover songs?
Actually, the Feelies do a song on the soundtrack to Ricky and the Flash, which is the horrible movie. Somehow I have found myself in the position of going to tonight.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I hear Meryl Streep really plays guitar with real authenticity. I wonder who taught her that.
Yeah.
For the movie. I wonder who tutored her.
That was Neil Young.
What? Your hero, Neil Young? Really? Involved in this movie? Huh.
He's very well known to have no taste in other people's music. He admits himself he's completely clueless and hopeless in terms of, you know, other music out there.
Oh, yes. If only he would consult Ken and WFMU and all of Ken's minions. Oh, Neil, you can listen to music, but don't form any opinions until you reach out to Ken Friedman.
He'd be in way better shape if that was his strategy.
In your fantasy world, in your twisted reality, what should Neil Young's reaction have been to the phone call from Meryl Streep? You be Neil Young. I'm Meryl Streep. Hi, Neil. I'm putting together a new project. It's called Ricky and the Flash. I play an aging rock and roller. I'd love you to come by and give me a few pointers. In your fantasy, what does Neil Young say?
This isn't a good week for me. I think in about 3 weeks, I probably will have some time for that.
Oh, so that's early March. I'll send a car. See you there. And that's how it happens.
Yeah, and then that gives me 3 weeks to wiggle out.
3 weeks to get drunker than I am now.
Oh, there's the Sunflower Maze.
Is it open?
You mentioned that there was a maze. We're right here at the corner of Route 15 and Route 206, right by the Chatterbox Diner.
Would that be a better show?
Better than this? You wouldn't be able to talk about cunty Meryl Streep over in the Sunflower Maze.
Ken, yeah, we joke around, we have a lot of fun, but you just crossed the line, buddy. That is uncalled for. I mean, my wife is going to be listening to this. I have daughters. I'm sorry, man. That's not cool, brother.
It's custom car night over at the Chatterbox Diner. Have you ever gone? It's actually really, really amazing. They have...
If you want to change the subject, just sing show tunes or something.
That's how you change the subject.
Point the car shows across the street. Okay, here we go.
This is a place they have waitresses on roller skates still.
Oh, I love it. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, you would love this. Look at these beautiful cars.
Vintage cars.
Yeah. And they have a DJ there.
You know who's into cars? Neil Young, technical advisor for the new Meryl Streep movie. That's a segue, baby. That's a professional segue.
He taught her the E minor chord. That's all he did. She got other people to teach her all the other chords.
Can't wait to see what Meryl does with that. Can we hear the soundtrack?
Yeah, Irwin, do you have your jam box?
No.
Oh, did we forget it? I'm sorry. I guess not, Andy. Oh, what a shame.
You don't have an iPhone?
I have an iPhone
well,
right
download
here.
Download something.
I already downloaded
it. Play it. Hit play. P-L-A-Y. And then there's a little... There it is. Is this Meryl Streep? Sounds a little like Neil Young. Oh, I forgot. He was the technical advisor. What is this song called?
I think you'll know this song.
This is her singing American Girl?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Meryl Streep from the soundtrack of Ricky and the Flash playing Tom Petty's American Girl.
I have already forgotten Tom Petty's version of this. This is now the definitive version. Listen to her rock out. She can do it all.
Yeah.
Shakespeare in the Park.
She's
romantic
just...
Romantic comedies opposite Jack Nicholson. And now this. I can't wait.
Oh, boy. We're heading into Lafayette, New Jersey. Andy's forcing me to play Ricky in the Flash. You have, forever, you have ruined any credibility I might have had because now it's on my permanent record that I purchased songs from the soundtrack of Ricky and the Flash.
I can't wait.
Through the iTunes store. I purchased them legally.
I can't wait.
How do I expunge that from my record?
I don't know. I can't wait for the scenes where Ricky and the Flash, they form their band in Compton. The cops are on their ass. They're being busted left and right for drugs. And but still, they managed to revolutionize rap music. I can't wait for
that
scene.
That's not Ricky and the Flash.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Which one are we seeing?
We're seeing Ricky and the Flash.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Straight Outta Compton.
I'll
be able to know within 4 minutes of watching the movie whether we've walked into the wrong theater, whether we're seeing Ricky and the Flash or Straight Outta Compton.
That's not true. I don't think you will.
I'll be able to tell.
How about if we blindfold you right after we buy the tickets? We blindfold you and I lead you into one theater or the other.
Yes, either Ant-Man, Straight Outta Compton, or Ricky and the Flash.
And you have 4 minutes to tell
me
which
challenge. That's fantastic. What a lame, pathetic challenge that would be.
That's a great challenge, because what happens in the first 4 minutes? Nothing. You might get,
I'm not going to be blindfolded at the multiplex with you. That's just creepiness. Man, that happened enough when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I'm not into that anymore.
Okay, no blindfold.
With my Uncle Leroy.
Can I put a bag over your head?
Oh, sure, that's no problem.
Okay, good.
Ricky and
the point is...
So what's the plan? Are we going to bring the tape recorder into the theater and sit in the background and giggle and whisper?
Yeah, I think that's what we have to do.
Hey, we should do this like an endurance test and see who can stay in the theater longest. There should be a prize. Do you think you'll want to leave almost immediately?
I think so.
You know how
sometimes there's a movie.
Wait. And I know. Here's what we'll do. Irwin's here. Irwin, we'll do this. Irwin will buy the two tickets for us, okay? Whoever can stay in the theater longest reimburses... I'm sorry. Whoever can stay in the theater longest reimburses Irwin. Has to pay for the two tickets.
No, the first one to leave.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. You're exactly right. I got it wrong. The first one to leave reimburses Irwin. Oh, that would be very exciting for me because I'm so cheap. I'm so damn cheap.
Oh, man.
Would you do that?
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. I might as well just pay Irwin now. This is an endurance test that
I had it right the first time. Wait. I think I had it right the first time. No. Whoever sits there the longest wins. Oh, I see.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, by winning, oh, yes. you don't have to pay.
I'm completely, yes.
Yeah.
It's my first time out of the house.
Yeah.
So forgive me.
I see.
Okay, you're on, brother. Whoever can stay in the Meryl Streep movie the longest wins. Oh, this is exciting. I know people are playing this coast to coast in theaters across the country.
What I can do to maybe have a shot at this is eat hardly any dinner so that I can just sit in there and feed my face the whole time.
Just have lots of good things to eat. Just get a big tub of popcorn?
Yeah, a huge tub of popcorn, Reese's Pieces, peanut M&Ms. Raisinets.
Sounds great. Hey, how about this? You and me, during the first time Meryl Streep rocks out, you and me dancing in the aisle. Would you do that with me?
No!
Yes!
No.
Come on.
No fucking way.
As if it's Rocky Horror Picture Show. As if we can't sit down. She's singing American Girl. Come on, dance in the aisle with me. Why not?
No.
You're not breaking any laws.
If there's fewer than 3 other people in the theater, I will dance in the aisle with you.
I can't wait. We're dancing the aisle to Ricky and the Flash.
Maybe we'll be so lucky. Maybe we will get there and they'll say, we're sorry. There was so little interest in Ricky and the Flash that we're not showing it tonight.
We'll go into Straight Outta Compton and give a social critique of the movie while it's in progress.
Okay, yeah. Great.
I think they're giving those cops a pretty hard time. Why don't they respect law and order? Why don't they respect the ordinances in Compton?
That's another endurance test I would lose.
Everybody has to obey the rules, it seems to me. I don't quite understand this movie. That's going to be me in Straight Outta Compton. Oh, I'll get us beat up. We'll get dirty looks at Ricky, but we'll get worse than that at Compton.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Do you think there's any overlap at all in the world? Do you think anywhere in America right now, someone's at a movie theater saying, Ricky and the Flash or Straight Outta Compton? I can't decide. Do you think there's any overlap at all?
No.
No.
Ooh, look at that beautiful sunflower field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold the microphone up, Ken. Great radio.
You could describe it. What did you see?
It's pretty nice. It looks like a Van Gogh painting.
Wow, I can see you've been spending time in Amsterdam.
I have, baby.
You pronounced Van Gogh correct.
That's the first. They teach you that at the airport as they stamp the passport.
We're passing by the massive mega church in Sparta, New Jersey.
Well, do you want to hit pause? Because we're completely out of conversation. And then we can flirt with Erwin and Lisa.
No, I'm not going to hit pause. Why hit why hit pause?
Because people
this is the this is the secret show.
Yeah, but they want to hear us in the movie. They want to hear us buying our tickets.
Well, they can hear. There's no reason why they can't hear at all.
We have a whole dinner to sit through now. It's just there's nothing happening.
Well, you go through peaks and lows. So now we're like just descending into the valley. This is what people live for, moments like this.
You mean our fans?
Yeah. For the 65 people who emailed or mailed in their listener loyalty card.
Okay, so for the record, Ken will not hit pause. So the next 25 minutes is on Ken. Oh! Oh, my God! Oh, my... I swear to Christ. Oh, my God. See that bagel place? That's where I bought my lunch. That's where I bought my tuna fish. On the poppy seed. Holy Christ! That was it.
Oh, man. You fucking blew my mind.
I'm not kidding. I wouldn't make that up. That was the place. Oh, man.
I still have half of it.
I can't believe it. When I was on my way to your place earlier, I stopped there for lunch. Holy shit. And there it was.
We would have missed that if I had hit pause.
Except when I was coming up, it was on the left side of the highway. They must have relocated.
There are three bagel places on the way. You can count them. And the last one is Bagel Station. That's the firehouse. No, that was Bagel Station. Then there's Firehouse Bagels. That's the third one. That's how you know you're getting close.
Yeah, we would have missed that. You're right, if we had hit pause.
That dude's going to see Straight Outta Compton right there.
Just pointing on motorcycles. For the love of God, by all that's holy, hit pause. We got nothing. We're on fumes. We're pointing out motorcycles. We're talking about how many bagel places there are. We got nothing. Why are you doing this to your listeners?
Just don't start reading signs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I think that's an elm tree.
What kind?
False alarm, maple.
Oh, there's a lot of trees around here.
Oh, my God, so many. You're so right, Ken. Hit pause.
No.
Fine, it's
all right. Let me ask Erwin and Lisa, should I hit pause?
No. No.
Lisa, should I hit pause?
It depends on what kind of experience you want your listeners to have.
Well, I mean, there's no time limit here. There's no time constraint whatsoever.
People don't want to hear this. There's nothing people could be doing that wouldn't be more interesting than this. I am looking forward to our Ricky in the Flash endurance contest. I think that's really going to be funny. First one to leave pays for the tickets.
I'm not going to hit pause.
Okay, so this is pre-recorded Radio Chicken.
Okay, I'm rolling. I don't know how this happened, but we're inside.
We're inside the AMC Theater. Very exciting. It's Saturday night. It's a pretty long line. Everyone's going to the movies. Looks like the movie business is pretty healthy, huh?
Yeah, and there's about eight other movies I'd rather see than Ricky and the Flash.
Of course, you have to say that to maintain your street cred.
It's true.
Yeah, of course you have to say that. It's all about street cred at FMU.
Let me list the movies that I would rather see rather than Ricky and the Flash. Okay. Trainwreck, Straight Outta Compton, uh-huh. Southpaw, Pixels, Paper uh-huh. Towns, Mission Impossible, uh-huh. Minions, Man from U.N.C.L.E., Fantastic Four, Ant-Man. Pretty much every movie here I'd rather see other than...
You guys here for Ricky and the Flash?
No.
The Meryl Streep? Meryl Streep movie? She sings rock and roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, everyone. All the cool kids are going. Ricky and the Flash?
No, but it looks good.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
And she's playing in it with her daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Some people say that's why it was made. That's to give her made. Daughter a starring role.
My friend is here to hate watch it. That's his hobby. That's how he gets his kids.
It's So how is this going to work now? I guess we pay our own way,
then you'll reimburse. You'll reimburse me if
I lose. We're having a contest to see who can last longer.
Who can sit in the movie longer? Oh, I hope. Oh, we're almost next.
Thank you.
Oh, they're seeing a better movie than us. That's all you could think.
Pretty much any movie here tonight is better than the one.
Oh, no, it's going to be great. For example, any other movie here, almost any other movie here, I think we'd get in trouble dancing in the aisles. But Ricky and the Flash will be just one of hundreds.
No.
Do you think we'll be the only people dancing in the aisles?
Maybe that's a good way. Maybe
could my friend get in halfway? We're seeing Ricky and the Flash, but he's just going to hate it. He's not going to enjoy it. Is there some kind of break you have for that? It doesn't seem fair. He's not going to like it. I know, that's what I think. It's Meryl Streep and her daughter, but he's going to hate it, and he wants to get in half price. It seems, is there a policy?
I'm fine paying full price.
Is there a manager we can talk to? He's going to just detest it. It just doesn't seem fair.
Take reviews.
Oh, I see. You have to pay the same no matter what you think of the movie.
Is there any way
we could pay half now, and then if we're wrong, if we misjudge the movie, we can come back and pay the rest?
We used to have a policy like that.
Yeah.
You might have to call security to get him to buy his tickets.
Two for Ricky and the Flash.
No, this is perfect because we had to skip dinner because we arrived too late, so I'll just eat the entire time.
Yes, so you'll be eating.
Yeah.
Do you know at what point in the movie she sings American Girl? Do you know at what point? Is it early in the movie?
Relatively.
Oh, man, we're going to see it. High five. We're going to see it, brother. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. And do you turn the lights up during the musical numbers? You
no.
don't? Because
come on.
When we're
come
dancing
on.
In the aisle, we could trip
people
over something.
People are waiting. People are waiting. Right. Oh, man. This is perfect. We might get kicked out, and then we don't have to watch much of the movie at all.
Okay, if you leave
first, keep it up. Yeah, keep it up.
If you leave first, you owe me this money.
Right.
Okay. We're seeing Ricky and the Flash. Have you seen it?
Nope.
What's your favorite scene?
I haven't seen it.
I'll tell you all about it
afterwards. What's the best movie playing tonight, in your opinion?
Is it this one? The one we just spent money on? That's a good answer.
All right, we're walking up to the snack bar.
Okay.
I like this line.
Okay.
Oh, so man, this is perfect because they have pizza and popcorn.
You will owe me $23 when the dust clears. Hey, Ricky and the Flash, you going to see Meryl Streep tonight? The big Meryl Streep movie?
She's scared of you.
Oh, she's scared of me.
Sorry, ignore my friend. He's a little creepy. You're right. I know that's what you're thinking.
Just a little.
Who's this? Who's
Poco,
this?
Poco creepy. Not grande creepy.
Don't speak Esperandi here. Nobody.
Everyone does.
Nobody will know what you're talking about.
I heard Ricky and the Flash is grande fun.
Oh, God.
Big fun. That's big fun. Hey, will you buy me a water?
Yes.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, here's our ticket stubs for Ricky and the Flash. Maybe we could auction this off to some lucky listener.
Do you want a big water or a small water?
Just a small water. Thanks, my friend.
Wow, so much to choose from.
She's an American girl. This is your dinner?
Yeah.
She's an American girl.
Now,
they better not start Ricky and the Flash without us.
Can we get something like cinnamon sugar on the popcorn?
I'm not a popcorn guy. You're
a popcorn guy. Perfect.
You get is yours.
Perfect. All you're having is water.
Yeah, I'm a cheap date.
Wow. You're trying to lose weight for your TV show or something?
Yeah. My new goal in life is to outlive you.
Good luck with that.
To inherit that Wednesday morning time slot.
Oh, man, I just want to get next to the ice cream
Me too.
Compartment there. But you're not getting anything.
No, I'm not getting it, but I want to see you get the ice cream.
Yeah. So this is amazing. I mean, I've gone to the movies with you before. I've never seen you not get any soda or anything.
I'm trying to lay off the soda.
Because you're trying to lose weight?
I only drink soda now when no one else is watching. It's my new diet.
Or is there a medical thing going on that we should know about?
No, I'm just doing good. I'm just trying to eat better.
Wow, I'm getting, oh man, it's not good to be where I am being so hungry. Jesus. I'm getting an ice cream sandwich.
So we are in line at the AMC Multiplex. We're next. We're just a few minutes, just a few seconds.
Yep.
Here we go, we're next.
Yep, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'll have a large popcorn with cinnamon sugar on it.
And I will not have any popcorn or any candy.
Wow, I'm really pigging out here.
It comes as a shaker, so.
Excellent.
You can put it over yourself.
All right.
And that's it for you guys.
Yep.
Can you guess what movie we're about to see? Can you guess?
I'm so bad at guessing, I prefer not to.
We're so cool looking, you would think it's straight out of Compton, right?
One would think.
No, you'd think that because I'm so...
Tell me, Ben, why are you teasing me like
this? Here it is, my friend.
Oh, okay, well...
Yeah.
If you were...
What's wrong with us? What went wrong?
There's something wrong with you.
Something went wrong.
No, there's something very wrong that we're seeing Ricky and the Flab.
It's because okay. Of all the ladies that are going to be...
Exactly, we're going to hit on all the Ricky.
That's right.
Meryl Streep fans.
I got you.
Now she understands.
It's a perfect plan. Thank you, ma'am.
I won't tell anyone.
Don't, please.
Enjoy your movie. Everyone enjoy their movie.
All right, hang on a second.
When the ticket stub guys rip your ticket and says enjoy the film.
Uh huh.
You know what I always say?
What?
Thank you. Enjoy standing there ripping little pieces of paper for 3 hours.
That's so mean. They're Straight Outta Compton is right there.
Hey, let's stick our heads in.
Theater 9.
There's extra security.
Wow.
Hey, what theater are we going to?
Ricky and the Flash is up there.
Okay, let's go. We got to just peek in. They have security.
Heavy security at Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see anything like that at Ricky and the Flash.
You want to interview the security guy for Straight Outta Compton? No, actually, he might take our tape recorder away. You're not supposed to be recording in a movie theater.
It's not my tape recorder. I'm perfectly fine.
It's the station's tape
recorder. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, this is it. We're walking into Ricky and the Flash.
Let's see this here.
Oh.
You think we're the only people? I'm 60 years old. I expect to be the youngest person here.
God.
Here we go.
I'm going to pause it. This is freaking horrible. Oh, man. Walking into the movie theater.
Is it all the way in the front?
No, all the way in the back.
No. People are going to be there. No one will be in the front.
Okay. No, we can't sit in the front because we're going to be talking.
No. We'll be really quiet.
There's so many people here. Oh, my God. There's no place.
How about in the far corner there?
Okay.
Anyone can make it. Everyone can play it. Super Mario Maker. Only on
Good Wii freaking Wii God. How could there be so many people? People here to see this movie. Oh, God. Oh, God.
All the people. Are we still rolling?
Yeah, we're still rolling.
All the people in this theater have one thing in common. They love rock and roll. They're curious about how rock and roll is made. They're here to learn.
State Farm agents are there.
I'm hitting pause. Oh man, we were missing Andy's commentary on the Alicia Keys Levi's commercial. It was good commentary.
Yeah, empowered women wear Levi's.
In the event of an emergency, investigate the closest exit and watch your step as you walk out of the theater.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Look out for suspicious people.
No, people tell me in event of emergency, walk to the nearest exit. Don't run. Has anyone in the history of the world, has anyone not run? Has anyone, the person that made that little pop-up, would they not?
I need some help, Grandma.
Okay.
People get trampled to death.
$630.
For what?
I'm pregnant.
stand?
No. Ew. He's kind of my boyfriend.
No. Why didn't you use a condom? Or for humanity's sake, get a vasectomy?
Look, who is this?
It's my grandma.
You know, I cut my credit cards up into little pieces.
That's Lily Tomlin.
I made a ring chime out of them. Yeah.
Why would you do that? Why are you selling those books?
I need some...
We don't have to do this. Ricky and the Flesh has not started yet. This is one of the last trailers. New Jennifer Lawrence movie.
With Robert De Niro.
What's it called?
I think it's called You'll Get What You Need.
Don't ever think that the world owes you anything.
Oh, it's called Don't Ever Think That the World Owes You. Oh, no, it's called Because It Doesn't.
It's a big Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Did she have to get that gun to protect herself?
It's the new David O. Russell movie. Ooh, December 25th. Let's go to that one. I'm there with you.
That's Christmas Day. You have to whisper.
Okay, Benjamin, I'm going to ask you one of our more telling questions for all of our interns, so I want you to, like, this is the one to really think about, okay? Where you see yourself in 10 years.
This might be it. The worst moment of my life. Having to see a movie whose trailers have been revolting me.
No, this is the new Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, thank God. We just saw a trailer for the new James Bond.
This is about Philippe Petit, who walked between the towers.
Oh.
True story, I was planning to walk between the towers the next day. He stole my thunder. I just aborted. I figured, why bother?
Risk death.
That was smart.
For me, this is life.
Welcome to New York. Anything to declare? I'm going to hang a high wire between the two towers of the World Trade Center and Walgreens.
Good luck.
No matter where I was going or what I was doing, I was always searching, looking for the perfect place to...
Unless you have something really, really funny to say. That's the rule in the movie.
Well, we're still in the free talk zone. I think the rule is you're still allowed to talk during any of the previews.
This is the AMC Coca-Cola little mini trailer.
So this means that the next thing is Ricky and the Flash.
The next thing you see will be Meryl Streep teaching Ken Friedman what rock and roll is all about.
God.
Just keep an open mind, Ken.
Oh, man, it's starting. Ricky and the freaking Flash.
So far, I love it.
It starts in a dive bar.
That's her. Oh, that's her. That's her. That's gotta be her. That's Ricky.
The first song is American Girl. Oh my God.
Is that Meryl Streep? Or Tom Petty?
This is really horrible.
This is fantastic. I'm learning a lot.
So let's just round it up.
Meryl Streep and Rick Springfield just had a little lover's snit on stage.
It was like the Beach Boys fighting on stage.
Today's hits. Yeah. We aim to please.
They're trying to make Meryl Streep seem like some kind of, almost like a Tea Party kind of rebel. Bonnie Raitt, Melissa Etheridge. That's where you should have.
Is that an original song, the last one?
No.
Here you go, Ricky. Margarita for my queen.
Oh, hey. Hey, Danny, I'm sorry I couldn't talk before the gig. I'm vocal rest.
Oh, please. Vocal rest. She thinks this is Madison Square Garden. Hey, what's that, man?
Take things seriously, that's all.
I know. I'm a bit classy.
Okay, you want to go?
I'm sorry that I,
Does that mean I win?
Sorry about what I said on stage.
Okay, I'll stay.
You know, the crowd loves that drama. Attention. Yeah?
Good one.
Thanks.
Oh, she plays guitar like Neil Young. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that.
Anyway, that was what
is
made
there an explanation
Mac
for that?
Really popular.
Your purse is vibrating.
Yeah, Neil Young taught her how to pretend to play guitar.
I thought so.
Because nobody can pretend to play guitar like Neil Young.
What's that? I'm from Egypt.
It's Indianapolis.
Telemarketer. Once got an old lady credit card, lost me to this day.
That's her daughter.
Okay, that's 447.
Oh no, that's her.
74. Ouch.
I guess that's why they call it total paycheck.
Well, that actually is truly my total paycheck.
So
447.74.
You were just saying you've had enough. You give up,
Uncle. I'm saying Uncle.
Okay.
I'm saying you win. That? Well played. Ken.
Thank you. Let's go.
Like $150.
All right. Was it worse than you thought it would be?
It was pretty tough. But I guess we left kind of early. We'll never know what the mysterious phone call from Indianapolis was about. I wonder if it involved her estranged daughter.
Bet you it did.
I'll bet you it did. I'll bet you it did, Ken. You win. I couldn't sit there.
For me, it was actually, like facing your greatest fear. It was nowhere near as hideously terrible as I imagined it would be. I didn't realize it was directed by Jonathan Demme.
Jonathan Demme and written by Diablo Cody. So anyway, we should thank our loyal listeners for sharing that adventure with us.
I want to thank God for getting me out of there after a mere 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll thank God too. I want to thank God for this beautiful sunset and for getting me out of there.
Yeah, it's nice to be in the parking lot of the Rockaway Mall.
And for our friendship, my friend. I don't know why that wasn't first on your list.
Yeah, no, our friendship. New Five Guys Burgers and Fries over there.
Well, thank God for all of this.
Yeah.
It's a long list. Anyway, and we also want to thank our listeners, right?
Yeah, everybody who mailed in their 7-second delay listener
this.
Loyalty card. Oh, we need a secret word for the secret show.
Why? For the new loyalty card?
Yeah.
Is it every 10 shows?
Yeah, every 10 shows.
Including this one?
Well, anytime you hit 10. It's like, I think that's what we said, that anytime you hit 10, even if you miss a few in the first 10, if by the 13th show you then have 10, then you're entitled to the next secret show.
I'm sorry, I didn't listen to any of that.
Yeah. But, well, the point is we need a secret word for tonight's show.
Okay, well, was there a word in the movie? Why don't we say, Ricky in the Flash is our secret word.
No, because that's like the whole episode has been about seeing Ricky in the Flash.
Whatever you want, Ken. I don't know.
How about Springfield?
What a great, great, great... Oh, I see, because Rick Springfield was in the movie.
Yeah.
Perfect, Ken. I'm not going to argue with you. I love you and respect you too much to argue with you. Well, the secret word... The secret word is Springfield. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.